The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Friday morning, the 14th of April, and I am speaking to you from Janet Cimarelli's office here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which she will be occupying today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow from 1 to 5. But right now, Janet is joining us from the Greenland store, which is up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway. So let me first bring in my co-host and licensed nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I don't know if you've been following the news the last couple of days. I'm not sure if you're a stock market investor or not, but I would have to think the people who are invested in the stock market the last couple of days are beginning to panic a little bit, getting a little worried. And maybe sometime during the course of the show, I know we have other topics planned, maybe we should talk about how to relieve some stress and how people can do it. I know the best way to do it is just don't turn on the TV and don't read the newspaper or listen to the radio, other than, of course, our show here, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. But there are so many negative things going on in the news that people get overwhelmed by all these negative thoughts and ideas and principles that are being put forth to them. So maybe we can talk about some of the remedies that people would be using to help alleviate some of the stress in their life. We are running a great special today and tomorrow, and we're speaking about the line of products called Natural Factors. And Natural Factors has been in business for well over 30 years, and they produce some excellent supplements. And I know over the years, Janet, you've probably used many of them. And I'm looking at five of them in specific in a what they call a twin pack, or as you would say, a twofer. And the twofer would include the ones I'm looking at. There's a product called Tranquil Sleep, 5-HTP, 50 milligram. Wild Alaskan Salmon Oil, 1,000 milligram. A alpha-lipoic acid, 100 milligram. And a coenzyme Q10 and a 100 milligram 120 soft gels. I'll get into some of these discounts and prices later, but I do want to let the listeners know for today and tomorrow, the entire line of Natural Factors is 10% off, including the twin packs that I'll be speaking about during the course of the show. And as an added benefit, if anybody spends $100 on just Natural Factor products, you will get a $10 gift certificate good at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center right here in Margate. So again, spend $100. This is only good for the first five people, by the way. That's between today and tomorrow. The first five people spend $100 or more on the Natural Factor line of products, only Natural Factors, you'll receive in addition to the 10% and the value on the everyday low prices, an additional $10 gift certificate that you'll be able to use anytime at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. With that said, Janet, I'm sure you have a few things that you'd like to discuss this morning.
Well, I always have so many different things that I want to talk to people about because I think it's so crucially important for people to understand that they are not necessarily held hostage by pharmaceutical companies, that they might have a diagnosis from their physician, and let's say it could be cardiovascular disease. Certainly cardiovascular disease is one of the most common diagnoses that Americans, and I'm going to say over the age of 40, 45, one of the most common diagnoses that Americans get from their doctor. So they might have something like high blood pressure. They might have something like an out-of-balance cholesterol profile. They might have possibly an arrhythmia or something called mitral valve prolapse, different things like that. And their doctors might be saying, okay, well, here's this pharmaceutical for your blood pressure. Here's this statin for your cholesterol. But what they can relax about is there is Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and the personalized nutrition guidance that people are able to get at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with natural substances to help to overcome whatever diagnosis they've been given by their doctor. Now, of course, you want to work with your physician. So you want to let your physician know that, okay, here's the diagnosis, here's what is not in the proper range on my blood work, but doctor, give me 2 months, give me 3 months, and let me work on it naturally, and let's see if we can get it back into range. So that's a possibility when people are listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and indeed all of the health-supporting shows here on WNN and 95.3 FM. Al?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate what you have said, because I think when people come in to see you, most of them are coming in with a problem existing. But there is a majority of them that come in looking for prevention. And I think that's something that people have to consider, is that they should look for prevention before they look for a remedy for something they could have handled in a short period of time to correct. And I think that's excellent advice, because, again, it's the same situation if someone is dealing with a breast cancer, a woman dealing with breast cancer. Why didn't the doctor advise her beforehand, before she took a mammogram, as to what she'd have to do to prevent breast cancer from happening in the first place? So I think all these points that you're bringing out are stimulating points for the average person to pay attention to, because, again, you want to use prevention rather than a pharmaceutical that may or may not help you in the future. So, and we offer probably, I would think, somewhere in the vicinity of 20,000 different products here that can help relate to any condition that you're looking to help solve in your body, or any condition that you'd like not to receive at some point in the future. And that's the prevention part of living the good life. On your desk, Janet, you have a paperwork here from a Brad Lemley, which is Natural Health Response. And the headline says, a drug-free cure for fatty liver disease. 1 in 4 Americans is afflicted by this deadly condition, but can it be reversed in 90% of the cases?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain that it can be reversed, and certainly that fatty liver disease diagnosis is the end result of, I'm going to say, unfortunately, a typical American diet, that there are so many chemicals in our routines and actually in foods that we might not even necessarily suspect being problematic. So when we begin to make changes in our diets, and let's say number one, what we want to do is exchange problematic fats for high quality health supporting fats. So just at the top of the hour, Al, you were talking about the natural factors twofers, and they're one of the twin packs that is available from Natural Factors, and I'm sure it's at a fabulous, fabulous price. You mentioned the Alaskan salmon oil. Well, in addition to being provided with high-quality essential fatty acids, omega-3s, you are also going to have a variety of other health-supporting substances that are available in the salmon oil. And then if you actually add salmon into your routine, and I'm going to say maybe twice a week, if you really like salmon, maybe more than that, the health benefits associated with the salmon oil and certainly eating salmon itself, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So, and in addition to the high quality oils, what you want are fibers and fat emulsifiers. And again, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, we have a wide range of different fibers to choose from, both from a dietary and supplemental perspective. You can add these fibers into your daily routine. And the fat emulsifiers, and I'm thinking of things like aloe vera. Using aloe vera has a very, very cleansing effect on the liver, breaking down fat. Now, anybody who has ever used lemon juice, they know how lemon juice has the capacity to disperse fats, accumulated fat or grease. And so just lemon juice added to your daily routine. Again, fantastic way to address the accumulation of oxidized fatty debris in your livers.
Janet, to follow up on the salmon oil you brought up from Natural Factors, this is really an outstanding buy because you're dealing with wild Alaskan salmon oil, which is pure, and it has, in this particular package, there's a bottle of 180 soft gels, and along with the 180, you're getting a bottle of 90. So you're getting a total amount of 270 soft gels. The recommended dose is anywhere from 1 to 4 a day, 1 or 2 times a day. So that means you may want to take either 1 or up to 4 a day of this particular product. And the manufacturer's suggested retail price is $41.90. Today, it's only $22.49, less 10%. So there's tremendous savings on this particular product. And it's something that I think everybody should be using in their daily regimen. Fish oils are so, so important. And this particular one in one soft gel has an EPA and a DHA combined with the omega-3 of 1,000 milligrams in one soft gel. So, again, you're getting the best of the best by using this particular product. And, again, you're taking either 1 a day or up to 4 a day. And it's a great savings. And if it's part of the $100 that you spend in Natural Factor products only, you will receive a $10 gift certificate, and that will be for the first 5 people that do that. Spend $100 in only Natural Factor products, and you will receive a $10 gift certificate, good, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. And as a reminder, Janet will be here today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow Saturday from 1 to 5. And I'll turn it back to you, Janet.
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And we'll be right back after these messages.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Good morning. This is Janet. Who is this?
This is Dorothy. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our Save a Lot Nutrition Hour listeners.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dorothy. We welcome everybody to come in. You will be amazed at the prices and the stock in the store, the experienced help, any information that you would love to have. There's always someone here very willing to help you.
Thanks so much. And to our listeners, you can find Dorothy as a cashier and very willing and able to help you. Thanks for talking with us, Dorothy.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the Greenland store up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway, and she'll be there until 2 o'clock today to answer any questions that people may have up in that area. So she's available till 2 o'clock at the Greenland store today. At 4 o'clock, she will be back at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, and she will be here until 7 o'clock this evening. Tomorrow, Saturday, she's here from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Jen, I sent you a little article which talks about food. And we were speaking about liver earlier. And there are some different food products or so-called food products that may be damaging to the liver. But yet there are products that are available to eat that are very nutritious and very good for the liver. So maybe we could just take a minute and just review them. Oatmeal is showing as a number one good item to have if you want either a breakfast or a lunch or a snack. So keep in mind that oatmeal is very, very important on a daily basis. They also recommend staying away from fatty foods. Now, we've been, negatively talking about fast food restaurants. And why do we talk negatively about fast food restaurants? Because they're loaded with fatty foods that are not good for you. Saturated fats that are not good for you. And this will lead to inflammation. So you're dealing with many negatives by going through a fast food restaurant to buy something that you think is going to be good for you. When was the last time you were in a fast food restaurant, Janet?
Oh, I'm going to say that probably was 19... 65, I don't know. So long ago that I can't remember it.
Well, I remember telling my oldest granddaughter, who was about 5 at the time, who is now 21, she could pick whatever she wants for lunch. I was going to take her out for lunch. And she chose McDonald's. And because they were giving away something free with a hamburger. Or French fry. I forgot what the whole situation was. But that was the last time that I was in a fast food restaurant. And it may have been the last time that my granddaughter may have been in a fast food restaurant that I know of. But be as it may, it's not the place you want to get good food. They have no such thing as good food in a fast food restaurant. The other important vegetable, and you are a big lover of vegetables as I am, the importance of eating broccoli. This is something we've discussed over many, many years, and many people have different ways to make broccoli to make it more pleasant tasting. Do you have a way that you like to make broccoli?
Sometimes I will have the broccoli very chopped up very small to have in a salad. I steam broccoli mixed with other vegetables, but I tell people you have to be cautious with broccoli, that you don't want it on an everyday basis, and you certainly don't want to eat large servings at one time. And the reason that I caution people, yes, broccoli is a health-supporting choice, but overdoing broccoli is Potentially a health negative, because broccoli is one of those goitrogen category foods, the cruciferous vegetables, that have the potential to, unfortunately, suppress thyroid function. So anybody who's taking levothyroxine, Synthroid, Armour Thyroid, Naturethroid, any of those substances to enhance thyroid function, yes, you can have your broccoli, but you don't want to have it every day and you don't want large servings. And certainly steamed broccoli mixed in with other vegetables, a good idea.
Well, personally, my wife Paula makes it two different ways. She makes it either roasted, which I like, and then she makes it sautéed with garlic and a little bit of olive oil. So to me, either choice is great for me, because I happen to like broccoli. And I do eat it probably three times a week, I would venture to say. And I do like it. The other topic that has come up over the years in many different instances is the usage of coffee. And coffee can be a good thing, because according to studies that were done, it does have some benefits for your liver. And drinking 2 to 3 cups a day can protect your liver from damage caused by too much alcohol or an unhealthy diet. And there is some research that may suggest it could lower your risk of liver cancer. I am a coffee drinker. I think you are also, right, Janet?
I am.
And I do have my 2 or 3 cups a day. Some days I may only have one, but I think the majority of days I probably do consume 2 to 3 cups of coffee. You use regular or decaf?
Regular.
As I do. So I just wonder whether or not decaf would have the same benefits.
I tell people that when you decaffeinate green tea, you're going to lose the antioxidant benefit. And so I have a variety of different suggestions for people who are caffeine sensitive and tend to pick that decaffeinated green tea. The same holds true with regard to coffee. When you decaffeinate it, you are unfortunately removing the antioxidant substances that ultimately can be beneficial for your liver. And there is even research out there that talks about coffee may have an inhibiting effect on the risk of developing diabetes. So it is potentially a health-supporting approach to start your day. However, you would want to certainly look for high-quality coffee. My opinion is you don't necessarily want to have decaffeinated coffee. And the other part is be sure to look for organic.
Good point. And I know one other point on some of the things people should stay away from, which you have been espousing for many, many, many years. And the one so-called food ingredient that can destroy the body, sugar. And I know we tried to give people some hints the other day we were speaking about sugar as to how they can eliminate or try to eliminate sugar from their everyday diet.
Very important for people to be very cautious about sugar in their daily routines. I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and they told me about this great cookie that they had found at a health food store. And I said, you know, I'm familiar with those cookies. I don't remember exactly why, but I looked at the list of ingredients, and I made a decision that that was not a good choice for me. So we continued our conversation, and I said, okay, well, the list of ingredients, there were a couple of things that I didn't think were the best choices in the list of ingredients, but they weren't necessarily really terrible. And so then I said, well, how many grams of sugar? And the answer was just a little over 10 grams of sugar. And I said, well, that's not terrible at all, 10 grams of sugar, because these cookies are very large cookies. I said, but, you know, something, I'm not sure. I really can't remember, but check how many servings? Well, it's a package of one cookie. It would be one serving. And I said, well, just check on the in food information part of the label. And the person said, oh, two servings per package. So it was over 20 grams of sugar if someone were to consume the whole cookie. And I'm going to say I don't know too many people who would just have half that cookie. So it's really important to take a close look, number one, at the overall ingredients, because if you see that there's no fiber and a pretty substantial component of sugar in that recipe, you are going to spike your blood sugar chemistry, and spiking your blood sugar chemistry ultimately increases inflammation in your body, certainly is not disrupting for your brain chemistry, a stress to your liver, a stress to your pancreas. So a lot of reasons why you really want to pay very close attention to how much sugar you are ingesting. And keep in mind, I have been working with people with cookies and protein bars that are meant to support weight loss. And they have a really good fiber content, and their sugar content is reasonably low. And I only carry the low sugar forms of the cookies and bars that are part of my weight loss approach that I talk to people at Save-A-Lot. That weight loss approach is very much dependent on getting rid of a sugar addiction.
Very good point, Janet, and I know we're coming up on another intermission, but I did want to make mention of the fact that another fine ingredient to be able to take on a daily basis is green tea, because of all the catechins that are in green tea, and of course you don't want to use sugar with it. Do you use, or would you recommend people using stevia or lohan in place of a sugar?
Certainly those are options. I tell people that they really want to, as much as possible, get away from that sweet taste sensation that unfortunately we look for that sweet taste. And for the most part, if you're going to use green tea, enjoy the flavor of the green tea. The aroma is very refreshing, and as you get used to consuming it without a sweetener, it's very, very pleasant. So stevia and lohan, those are excellent options, but the truth of the matter is try to get away from sweeteners as much as possible.
I hear music.
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is, as we speak, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in the city of Margate. And we'll be back with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Janna Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, April 14th, and I am joined with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the Greenland store up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway, and she will be there till 2 o'clock today. If you have any questions that you'd like to pose to her, please feel free to stop up at the Greenland store today until 2 o'clock. She will be returning to Save-A-Lot at 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. And we were speaking about the specials that are going on this particular day and tomorrow on the line of supplements from Natural Factors. And the entire line will carry an additional 10% off today and tomorrow. And included in that lineup are some great twin pack specials, or as Janet would say, the twofers. And I'm looking at something I know Janet has recommended over the years. It's called Tranquil Sleep, which has 5-HTP, sun-theanine, and melatonin. And these are 60 chewable tablets in each bottle. You're getting two bottles as a twofer. The regular price would be $63.90 for the both bottles. The special that we have on this particular product is, I guess I'm a little too embarrassed to tell you how cheap it is, but it is only $33.59. And you'll get both bottles for that price, and you'll receive an additional 10% off that particular price today up until 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, Saturday, we are open from 9 until 6 p.m. So there's an offering of 10% on the entire Natural Factor line, including all the twin packs. People who use CoQ10 on a regular basis, like myself, Natural Factors has a twofer on the CoQ10, and this comes in a 100-milligram, 120 soft gel package. So you're getting two of them. There are two bottles of 100 milligrams each containing 120 soft gels. The regular price on this particular product is $70.90. $79.90 is the regular price. We have an everyday low price of only $34.29. for both bottles. So this is a great way to take advantage of it, and you'll get an additional 10% off. And if you spend $100 on just Natural Factor products, it could be $110, it could be $120, but it's, as long as it's $100, you'll receive a $10 gift certificate, good at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, that can be used any time at all. So again, to the first five people that spend $100 on just Natural Factor products, you will get a $10 gift certificate, good for anything at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The next topic I wanted to tackle, Janet, was how stress controls hemoglobin levels in blood. And the article starts off by saying researchers at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem have discovered a new mechanism through which our genes express oxygen-carrying molecule hemoglobin. The discovery shows that even at the cellular level, stress and the ability to mount a stress response are essential to our survival. So we know that oxygen is necessary because we can't breathe without oxygen. But then you're talking about hemoglobin levels in the blood. So how do you relate the two?
Wow. I don't know. And is the article that you're looking at, does that have the answer? Because I'm not necessarily understanding where they're drawing that connection.
Well, let me interject. I know I sent you the article from the Medical News Today, and it does go on to say that produce a globin protein molecule, the DNA of the globin gene is first transcribed into a long RNA molecule from which internal segments must be excised or spliced out to generate the RNA template for protein synthesis in the real cell. So I'm assuming, based upon what I'm reading, that you need to build the hemoglobin levels in the body to be able to have a proper oxygen level. And the, I guess the first thing that comes to my mind is using B-complex or B12 specifically to improve that. Would you have any other thoughts on that matter?
Well, I'm going to say, certainly you're not going to be able to properly process oxygen if the hemoglobin isn't present in sufficient amounts. You won't circulate the oxygen, you won't utilize the oxygen as efficiently. And we know our brains are absolutely dependent on having that kind of steady, predictable level of oxygen being delivered to our brains. And that when you think about the impact that stress has with regard to circulation, there's a lot of negatives associated with that. With stress, typically our blood vessels are constricted. When you constrict the blood vessels, once again, that hemoglobin being able to circulate predictably throughout your body and deliver the minerals and the oxygen and just have that entire red blood cell profile functioning properly, the stress is interfering with that with the constricted blood vessels. On a much larger muscle level, those muscles in our shoulders, our upper back, our necks and our jaws, all of those larger muscles contract as well, minimizing circulation. So I can see that tie-in, and so certainly we know the negatives that are associated with stress. However, when we connect it to hemoglobin, I'm really not certain of that connection. So very interesting possibility for people to do a little bit of further investigation on.
Well, when you check out a CBC, let's go on the basis that the person that is coming to see you went to Dr. Herb Slavin's office, and Dr. Slavin requested a blood test, and the blood test was done. They bring to you the results so you could review with them what it is that they have to do to maybe to correct any deficiencies that were shown in that particular blood test that was given. Is there a segment of the blood test that can show you the oxygen capacity of the body, either negatively or positively?
Well, the red blood cell profile would, to a certain extent, give you information about that. But I wouldn't necessarily think of oxygen-carrying capacity first when I saw a disrupted red blood cell profile. A disrupted red blood cell profile, in my view, some of the approaches to enhance how the person with that disrupted red blood cell profile would function, the things that I'd go to first would be minerals. They want to support their minerals. Certainly they want to address what the ferritin stores are. I mean, this is a very big issue, and it isn't the same for every person. So there are different foods that they should be avoiding. There are different foods that they should be including. And, it is the entire evaluation of blood cells that gives a pretty good indication of where you need to focus your nutritional and supplemental activity.
Would you venture to say there are symptoms of a issue stress and hemoglobin?
Sure. People are going to feel tired. Their brain's not going to work. They're not only going to have physical fatigue, they're going to have brain fog as well. So it's a very personal thing, and you have to decide why that individual might be experiencing that change in their blood cell profile. So that what's going on with their white blood cells, what's going on with the different aspects of their white blood cell profile, and then what's going on with red blood cells, hemoglobin, and hematocrit.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, people, if they come to you with a symptom, which could be caused by stress, they're going to affect many parts of the body, which ultimately could affect the immune system. And would you say that that is the ground level basis for a situation like that, is dealing with the immune system?
Well, certainly we do know that stress is going to have a negative impact on how your immune system is meant to function. But I think it, as I said, is such a personal situation individual possibly having some sort of bleeding situation with regard to their digestive system, that just a tiny, tiny amount of blood loss on a daily basis may lead to their red blood cell hemoglobin and hematocrit being out of range low. But it could be a change in diet. I speak to so many people who have made dramatic changes in their diets, and the outcome of that is a significant change in how they feel, how their brains work, as well as in blood testing, they see that their blood cells have changed, the platelet number, the breakdown of the white blood cells changes, the whole blood profile picture changes. Certainly with stress, with a change in diet, and certainly with the possibility of an internal bleed. An internal bleed that is minuscule, you know, not necessarily something that's going to be noticeable by the individual.
It's a very good point, John. Would you then say that people that are vegetarians may be more susceptible to that?
It depends. Sometimes it's vegetarians, but sometimes if the vegetarian follows a high quality, well balanced, correctly thought out vegetarian diet, their blood profiles are perfect. And it's interesting because someone who is very knowledgeable about their vegetarian approaches, they can have the most beautiful blood work. So it's such an individual, personal thing. That music means that it is time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, and lots of information from Mr. Al Foreman about the specials that you can take advantage of today at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned, more to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1643.
855.
Save a lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
And she returns here at Save-A-Lot at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock today until 7. So Janet will be here from 4 to 7. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be here from 1 to 5. And when we're speaking about some of the specials going on, I have two more products from Natural Factors I wanted to bring to people's attention. One is the 5-HTP in a 50 milligram in a twofer, and there are 60 enterocoated caplets in this particular product. There are two of those, so there's 120 enterocoated caplets. The normal everyday manufacturer's price is $39.90. We have an everyday low price of only $18.59, and you'll receive an additional 10% off today and tomorrow. Today up until 8 o'clock, tomorrow up until 6 o'clock. So it's a wise investment to take care of this if you are in need of 5-HTP in the 50 milligram content. The other product is something that I know that people with pre-diabetes or diabetes love, and it's alpha-lipoic acid. And it helps stabilize blood sugar for the majority of people. Works very, very effectively. And here, Natural Factors is offering a twofer. You're getting 100 milligram of the alpha-lipoic acid, also known as ALA, in a bottle of 60 capsules. So you're getting two bottles of 60 capsules. The everyday manufacturer's suggested retail is $23.90, and we here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center have an everyday low price of only $11.69. And again, you'll be getting an additional 10% off those prices today up until 8 o'clock, tomorrow up until 6 o'clock, and for the first five people that spend $100 or more on only Natural Factor products, you'll receive a $10 gift certificate. Good for anything at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with no expiration date. So, again, to the first five people who spend $100 on Natural Factor products, you'll get a $10 gift certificate. Good at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center anytime at all. There are many other specials going on I want to make people aware of. If you haven't heard the show before, we get allowances from different companies to feature their products and introduce them to the audience. Our sole purpose in you taking advantage of these specific products and specials is to get you to believe that Save-A-Lot is the place to shop. We offer the quality service. We offer the everyday low prices, a great environment, a clean, well-kept store, a great staff of people to help you, headed up by Janet Cimarelli, who is a licensed nutritional counselor, and she is here 5 days a week. And the lines that we are featuring at 50% off are Adora Therapy, Vitamir, Super Nutrition, Natrol, Genshutix Herbs, Envision Silver 100, Renew Life Probiotics, and again, that's all refrigerated, the Renew Life Probiotics, and we will gladly give you an ice pack to take home with you to make sure it stays safe and cold on your trip home. Then we also have the Body Verde line of personal care, as well as Jeffrey James, the great line of Bass hairbrushes, which is an outstanding lineup to help you keep your body, your hair in shape. And also, as Janet pointed out, dry skin brushing works wonders before you go into a shower. And the last line is a product from homeopathy ingredients called Homeolabs. And if you know anything about homeopathy, these have been around for hundreds of years in use. and they work very, very effectively. So with that said, Janet, if you have anything that you'd like to discuss before we end the show, there is one other topic I thought we would discuss.
Okay. I just want to let everybody know about probiotics. So there's this fabulous, fabulous special from Natural Factors. And in addition, you will get the ice pack to keep it cold until you get your probiotic purchase home. So much of your immune function depends on the probiotics present in your gut. So not only are you overwhelmingly supporting digestive health, you're supporting your immune system. And so you have complete gastrointestinal health. And then if perhaps you're someone who doesn't have the kind of energy that you want to have, if you're someone who might be vulnerable to whatever bug, bacteria, or virus might be going around. Maybe you don't have the kind of quick brain function that you want. Those are all things that probiotics are going to be just extremely supportive of. Your healthy immunity, your digestive health, and all of those nutrients that you are taking supplementally, the absorption of those nutrients is going to be dramatically supported. So I was thinking about people dealing with anxiety. Sometimes there's a lack of certain B-complex vitamins, and when you have your probiotics, you have a much better opportunity for absorbing all of those B-complex vitamins. Al?
The topic that I had prepared or to discuss, which I sent you a copy of, was the prognosis of psoriatic arthritis, the progression and outlook. You see so many commercials on TV about people itching and scratching. And they may have psoriasis, but there are people that have psoriatic arthritis. And the arthritis may be a contributing factor to the itching and scratching that people have to do to eliminate that. Are there any topical treatments, Janet, that you are familiar with that you would recommend to somebody who has been diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis?
Well, one of the things that I think can be excellent is some of the coconut oil-based topical moisturizers. Those are excellent because the coconut oil does have antiviral, antibacterial capacity, and so using that both topically and internally can be dramatically beneficial. Certainly the fish oil. Now, you mentioned at the top of the show the twin pack from Natural Factors of the Alaskan salmon oil. Using the salmon oil is a fabulous, fabulous support. The EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, that is available as part of the omega-3 profile in the Alaskan salmon oil, has the potential to reduce inflammation, and that's the focus of how you want to begin dealing with the psoriatic arthritis. So you want to reduce the internal inflammation that is contributing to the discomfort in the joints, the arthritic aspect, and you want topical application to reduce the inflammation on the surface of the skin. So the skin turnover, the skin cell turnover is abnormally rapid, leading to scaly and red, irritated skin. One of the approaches for that would be vitamin A. And again, with fish oil, when you're taking the entire profile of fish oil, and so we'll say New Chapter Whole Omega has all of the essential fatty acids, excellent, excellent, excellent for addressing the inflammation and providing the vitamins A and D that are necessary for skin health.
Well, let me remind our listeners that Janet will be here today from 4 to 7, tomorrow from 1 to 5, and the Natural Factor line of great products is 10% off today up until 8 o'clock, tomorrow from 9 to 6. Those are hours. We are closed on Sunday, and we are giving you the opportunity to spend $100 worth of Natural Factor products and receive a $10 gift certificate that can be utilized in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store anytime at all that you'd like. So it's a wise idea to take advantage of these great specials. Stop down and see Janet. And the other part on the arthritic condition with the psoriasis, Janet, I know we spoke about curcumin and turmeric. Do you think that would be a benefit as well?
Anything that is helpful for reducing inflammation, and of course, taking that internally, absolutely very helpful for reducing the inflammation associated with both the process that leads to the irritated skin as well as the irritated joints.
So, Janet, I will turn it over to you, and I will wish everybody listening to the show, tune in tomorrow, and you'll get to hear the show again and reiterate the fact that Natural Factor products have an additional 10% off today and tomorrow, plus the opportunity to spend $100 only on Natural Factors and get a $10 gift certificate. Janet, up to you.
Okay, and that music means that we have gone through this entire hour on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with lots of information for you. You can have the special monetary benefits from Natural Factors today and tomorrow. And, of course, you can re-listen to the show tomorrow. And I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 4 to 7 this evening. So have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back on Monday live at 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.